The White House is urging NASA to develop a new time zone for the Moon called Coordinated Lunartime, LTC. Due to the Moon's different gravitational field strength, time moves faster there compared to Earth, with a difference of 58.7 microseconds per day. While this may seem insignificant, it can have a significant impact on synchronizing spacecraft. The U.S. government hopes that implementing a new time zone will help coordinate national and private efforts to reach the Moon. According to Professor Catherine Haymans, Scotland's Astronomer Royal, the theory of gravity in our universe states that time runs differently in different places. The gravity on the Moon is slightly weaker, causing clocks to run differently. Currently, time is measured on Earth using atomic clocks that measure the changing energy state of atoms to record time to the nanosecond. If these clocks were placed on the Moon, they would run 1 second faster over a span of 50 years. NASA is not the only organization working on creating a lunar time system. The European Space Agency is also developing its own time system. However, for a new time zone to be established, there needs to be agreement between countries and a centralized coordinating body. Currently, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures is responsible for coordinating time on Earth. The starting point and extent of the new time frame will also need to be determined through international consensus. The U.S. aims to have LTC ready by 2026 for its manned mission to the Moon, known as Artemis 3. This mission will be the first to return to the Moon's surface since Apollo 17 in 1972. Precision is crucial in locating and directing this mission, as errors in navigation could result in spacecraft entering the wrong orbits. Additionally, if time is not coordinated between different missions, it could pose challenges in sending data and communication between spacecraft, satellites, and Earth. In conclusion, the White House is pushing for the development of a new time zone for the Moon to ensure better coordination and synchronization of spacecraft missions. The different gravitational field on the Moon causes time to move faster there compared to Earth. Establishing a new time zone requires international agreement and a centralized coordinating body. The U.S. aims to have this new time zone ready by 2026 for its manned mission to the Moon.